Liandat, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Mosev Rabbivi Barabai. Now Rabbivi Barabai is going to ask a kasha on Rab Ovin. As Rab Ovin said a yesod that Akira Tzorech Hanoche, that the Germe Hachiyuv Pater from Tashlumim. So Rabbivi Barabai is going to ask a kasha. We learned as follows. Hagoinev kis b'shabes, a person stole a kis b'shabes, chayiv. Shekvar nischayiv b'gneivim koidem sheyovei lidei iso skila. So poshe pshat is that hagoinev kis b'shabes means that he lifted up a kis, so he became a ganev. And later took it out to the Rishus Aram, Shekvar Nischayev Begneve Koidem Sheyovei Lidei Isur Skila, that the Chiyuv Gneve came Beshas Hagbo. The Chiyuv Skila comes when he's Moitzi at the Rishus Aram, so there's no din of Kimle B'darabne. Hoyo Megarer V'yoytzei Megarer V'yoytzei. But what if he did not lift it up in the Rishus Hanignav? So Memele, so Kozman is schlepping it. He's schlepping it from the Rishus Hanignav to the Rishus Arab. So Kozman is schlepping it. He never became a Ganef yet, because Mashiach isn't Kaine Bershus Bailam. So Memele, so the Kozman is Goyrer Bershus Hanignav, is Gornish Megornish. He Megara Vyoytse, Megara Vyoytse. So Potter, then he's Potter to pay. Share Yisr Shabbos Gneve Boim Keechad, because here, so when is he Koine? He says the Kinyan comes when he schleps it out of the Rishus Hanignav. That's when he's Koine the Gneve, and by schlepping it out of the Rishus Hanignav is Machalo Shabbos. Let us assume for a minute that Mashiach is Koine Rishus Aram. The Gemara is going to speak about this later. So Memele, so when does he become a Ganef? When the kiss enters the Rishus Arab. And then that time, he's a Mechalo Shabbos also. So Memele, so Shreisa Shabbos, Gneve Boim Kech. Now the Gemara is going to ask on the first Haloch. Hagoinev kiss b'Shabbos, he lifted up the kiss. So he was magbir the kiss. Now he's taking it out to the Rishus Arab. Let us say hagbo tzeira chaytzo. That means that when he lifted it up to take it out to the Rishus Arab, so the lifting he becomes a ganef. With the lifting, he also makes an akire. This is the akire from the Rishus Ayochid. So let us say, Hagbo Tzoyre Chaytzoy. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. So the Rashi says as follows. Hagoyin of Kis B'Shabbos, Higbiyoy B'Shus Bailim. That's like Hagoyin of Kis, V'Hoytziyoy L'Rishus Aram. He took it out to the Rishus Aram. And he's a goyner. Migneva koyim shavu the iseskila. He says, so with the hagboy became a ganet, and then he became a machalo shabbos with the itzolo shusaram. Chayiv v'tashlume. Afal pi shenerak, even though he's going to get killed. It says iseskila. Yeah. Shekvar nischayev b'gneiver l'shalom, because he became a chuyev b'gneiver l'shalom. Dagvo koine b'chol mokei. V'komolei b'rshusei af l'ischayev b'onsim. Now, Rashi, l'chayre, let us appreciate what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that l'chayre, a kinyan b'rshus b'ilim is not koine. Make a mashiach b'rshus b'ilim. It doesn't help. So Rashi says that Mashiach is not Koine B'Shus Bailim, or any, could be Mesir also isn't Koine B'Shus Bailim. But Hagbo is kind of Bershus Barim. The Hagbo kind of Bechol Mokim. That's Halach and Hagbo. Hagbo is kind of Bechol Mokim means Afilu Bershus Barim. That's the Chaymer of Hagbo. V'komalei Bershusay. And it became Bershusay. Now Rashi says, Afli Schayiv Bo'onsen. So we have to appreciate what is Rashi Moisif over here. It seems that even after Rashi told us all the halachas of Kinyan Agbo, that Agbo is kinda b'chol moke, av b'shus habaylem, but Rashi, the Rashi, you know, it's even kinda l'schayiv b'onsim. Why, if it's a maisa Kinyan, and it helps b'shus habaylem, so why shouldn't it help l'schayiv b'onsim? I would like to say a vote I once said on this Rashi, as follows. There's a Muradike Rajba in Baba Basra. The Rajba in Baba Basra asks a kasha as follows. The Rajba asks that Hagbo is kind of b'chol moke. So the lomdus is because he's oikeret Moshe's baila. Rek the Rajba kasha, but aver chatzeiroi ke chatzeiroi domi. What mean you oikeret? Where did he take it out to? He's standing Bershus Bailim. He lifted it. So where is it? It's ba'aver chatzeiroi. So aver chatzeiroi ki chatzeiroi dami. So he didn't take it out of the Bershus Bailim. So why is Hagbo kaine? This is Arashba's Akasha in Mesechtes Baba Basra. And for the Arashba, as follows. Kiven the Ike Das Acheres Makne, the Moichel wants to sell it to him, the Kiven the Okar Mina Chotzer Mamish, he took it out of the Chotzer, Ein Aviroi Choshuv Kolkach Shaloi Tikne Shom Hagbo Osoi. So the Rajba says a Teretz, and let's not, going to the oimik of the teretz of the Rashba, but the Rashba says such a teretz. The Rashba makes a kugel. That means aver chatzeiroi should be a problem. Hagbo shouldn't be koina. I lifted it from the chotzer, but it's still an aver chatzeiroi. So he says, listen, it's aver chatzeiroi, it's not chatzeiroi. And there's das acheres makne. The moicher wants to be makne to him. So memele, so utas acheres maknen aver chatzeiroi yekoyne. Whatever the mechanics could be. Now, according to this Rashba, now we'll appreciate Rashi had a merdeke problem over here. That means Rashi is explaining why the ganev is chayev. He made hagbo b'shus anignat. So Rashi first starts saying, because Hagbo kaine b'chol mokaim, the komolei b'shusei, and then Rashi starts clearing his throat, aber ein b'rashbe b'baba basre, that means you need das acheres maknach, no, avlis chayabonsim, no, it works avlis chayabonsim, even though there's no das acheres maknach, aber now we can appreciate what bothered Rashi. That means that would you kind of mamish? That's poshut. You have das acheres makna in Barashbe. But here you don't have das acheres makna. No, avlis chayabons. So lechayre higufe kashe. It's takishver. So I'd like to say over. Amoridike Rabbi Kevega in Ksav v'chsam. The Ksav Rechsam Rabbi Kevega and Gitten Chelik Bey Simen Aleph. It's a Peledike Rabbi Kevega. And I'd like to say it over. And with that Rabbi Kevega, Dachsmi will be able to appreciate what Rashi is saying over here. Rabbi Kevega clears a shayla. What is the din? The din, there's a loche that Shinu is koine. A ganav steals something, shinui is kainah. Now, the ganav is kainah b'shinui. He doesn't have to do anything. If he's a ganav, he's kainah b'shinui. But in order to become a ganav, you have to make a ma'aseh kinyan. That's the seder. After you make a ma'aseh kinyan, so you become a ganev, you get kinyon a gneiva, and then if a shini occurs, you tain a b'shini. Fine. He clears a shayla, what will the halacha be if a cotton will steal, and then a shini will occur? Will the cotton be kind of b'shini? That's Rabbi Kivega's asof. Why? So the sophic is because a cotton can make a ma'ase kinyan. A cotton is a lav adas. It can make a ma'ase kinyan. So the Rabbi Kivega. So what are the tzodei hashayla? So he says that be'emerson we have to understand. How can any ganav make a ma'ase kinyan? How can you make a ma'ase kinyan get him zazach? You want a personal buy the Williamsburg Bridge. How can you make a ma'ase kinyan get him zazach? So he says, Daf mendoch al kolchach zon, da ha-teire oso le'inyan chiyuv ke'ilu hoya midas bailam. That means really there's no ma'isik. You can make a ma'isik kinyan yenem zach. But the Torah says, yechai bonsin, yekoyne bishin, yedug. So the Torah said, ki ilu hoyomi das bailam. V'choshiv ki das acheres makne. So if the Torah says ki ilu, so it's like it was das acheres makne. The gam kotten zoiche boy. So kotten will also be zoiche. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, Rabbi Kivega says, this one, I'm going to give Gemara in Bob Metzia, that Chotz is only kind of it's a Chotz HaMishtameres. But by a Matone, if it's Das HaCheres Makne, I feel it's not Mishumer, you're also kind of. So it's Rabbi Kivega, so a Ganev will also be kind of a Chotz HaSheni Mishtameres, because it's Das HaCheres Makne. That's Tzad number one. So then the halacha will be that a cotton will be kind of bishinui. Fine. Tzad number two, but we have our problem. How can you make a ma'isa kinyan and yenim zach? Oy da teira aso kil ilu loy hoya bailam lechayfitze. That's the chiddush of teira. That means I have a problem. How can a ganev make a ma'isa kinyan and yenim zach? So it's, I have two mahalchim. Either it's ki ilu was das acheres makne, mahalach number one. So then a cotton will be koine, because das acheres makne is koine, and then a chotze sheni mishtameres will be koine. Or, the legabi chiyuv, and legabi kinyani gneiva, the Torah says, ki ilu loy hoya bailam lachetetze. The Torah says, legabi kinyani, ki ilu was hefke. No, hefke. So by mele, so a cotton won't be kaine. A chotze sheni mishtameres. It won't help. That's a sofik Rabbi Kivega. So now, let's go back to our Rashi. So by mele, so lecheir is azoi. We said, Rashi saying a chiddush, av lischayiv bonsin. So he wanted to say, what's the chiddush av lischayiv bonsin? Hagbos kaine b'chol mokeh. But we said, we have a problem. Hagbos koine b'chol mokim, the Rashbam b'bo basra, the fayim b'bo medbei says that he has a problem. How can Hagbo be koine b'shuz b'aylam avachatzeir kechatzeiroi? So the Rashbam said the only way he understands it is because this das acheres makne, it's not mamish b'chatzeiroi. So this combination enables Hagbo to be koine. But by Gneve, we don't have this combination. So we have a problem, so he never took it out of the reshus of the Bailam. So Memele, so how could it help? Why is he Chai Bonson? So according to the first Mahalach Rabbi Kiveger, is Gevaldik. The Torah, every kinyan of a ganav is a problem. The Torah said, Ki ilu there was dasa cheres makne. So my male, the chiyuv on sim is because kilo there was das acheres makne. No, so it's kilo das acheres makne. So we have the Rashba's teretz. That's if you learn like the first mahalach. Such a Rashi aflis chayev bonsim. If you learn like the second mahalach of Rabbi Kivega, that the Torah said kilo it's hefkel. He says legabi kinyonim kilo it's hefkel. So it could be
That is also good. The whole problem of the Rashba was, how can I be koine Reuven's chayfetz and Reuven's rishus? A maise kinyan, I have to take it out of Reuven's rishus. Just like Mashiach, I'll be Moshech I have to take it out of Reuven's rishus. So, I never took it out of Reuven's rishus. And that the Rashba said, no, it's not mamish in his rishus, and that's a cheres makne. So memele, it's keilu, I took it out of his rishus, whatever it is. So it could be that's only a problem. If it's Reuven's chayfetz and Reuven's rishus, so memele, then there's a problem. But if it's a hefkidike chayfetz and Reuven's rishus, so it could be, so the problem doesn't exist. So I was machnas into my rishus. That means, and his rishus is not a stira to my maise kinyan. So it could be that's pshat and Rashi. So that's what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi is saying a whole megillah that kombalei b'shusai, and because I'm walking in the mokam b'shusai, avli schayim b'onsen. L'chayre could be like the two mahalchem of Rabbi Kivege. Yeah. Let's go further, Rashi. Hoya megarer v'yoytze, sheloi higbiyoi b'shus habaylem. It wasn't magbiyoi b'shus habaylem. But like kone, he wasn't kone. Elo b'yitzo m'shus habaylem. He's only kone when he takes it out of the b'shus habaylem. Poto, she'iso Shabbos, and he's a gneiv b'am kechad. V'amai, ki higbiyoi b'shus habaylem v'kone yamai chayev. Neimo mishas hagbo aschel Allah hitzah. That means that the first halacha. So why is he chayiv abu the hitzah started with the hagbo? Now let us see the Gemara further. And with the Gemara, ochem mayaskina. Let's go back to the Gemara. Kigoyin shegbiyoi al menas latzniyoi. That when he was magbiyah, he had no intentions of taking it out to the rishus harabim. He was magbiya al menas latzniyoi, to put it away. He wouldn't go out in Shabbos with a kiss. I mean, shemesh mem, they'll throw stones on him. So he just wanted to pick it up, and he's gonna hide it in the corner, and later, noch Shabbos, didn't Shabbos geret, noch Shabbos will take it away. He just wants to hide it. So memele, shigbi al menas latzniyoi. So memele, so the hagbo, so he became a ganef with the hagbo. And this hagbo is not as cholos haitzo, because he had no intentions. He had no intentions of taking it out to the rishus harabim. So this is not as cholos haitzo. So memele, so hotach nitzarav oven. He wanted to leave it here. Later he decided to take it out, but b'shaita he wanted to leave it here. B'shas hagbo wanted to leave it. So this is not hagbo tzarech haitzo. So this not migur meyachiv. V'nimlach olo v'hitziyoy. Fine. Later was nimlach olo v'hitziyoy. Frek the Gemara, v'chiyay gavne michay. So the Gemara says, oh, it's a beautiful teretz on the kashe, but I have another problem. The Gemara says that the Baraisa says that he's chayiv momin, because the chayiv misa comes later. Rabida got news for you. The minute he was magbi al manas leitziyah, so it's not munach anymore in the rishus hayochid. He was eikeret from the rishus hayochid. Now later decides to take it out from the rishus to the rishus harabim. So he's taking out to the rishus harabim a chayfetz that wasn't munach b'rishus hayochid. That means it was neker already from the rishus hayochid. But he was, this akira was not an akira of chiyu, because it's a gbi al manas latzniyah. So fine. So now it's not munach anymore, b'shus hayochid. Right? So now later he took it out. Fine. So he took out a chayfetz that was not munach b'shus hayochid. He took it out for the b'shus haram. So he's not chayiv skila. So what's pshat the baraisa? Your kimt is very nice. The fem for the kasha and rabobin, but that's not pshat the baraisa. And shudik, I wish to disagree with you. A person lifted up chafetzim, wanted to put it from one corner to the other corner. Later he decided he's gonna take it out. It's potter. It wasn't an akire. The first akire that he made was not an akire letzeirech eitzo. So that akire is not akire shalchim. And now it's nekar already. Now he took out something that's nekar from the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRam. So memeila is not chay. So it's bitter. So the Gemara says, Leitei ma'manas latzniya, leitei ma'manas latziya. No, you're right. We can't say this teretz because that will be in hot water. So we have to say that the way we understood in the beginning. Yeah. So now we have a problem again. So if it was an akira manas latziya, so weiter is akira tzarech agbor tzarech anoche. Zwei zichai, es hoche ma'yeskinan k'she'omah. He stood. That means there was an akira. And then he made a hanoche. So memele, so it comes out that the akira that he made never was, b'shas maisa, he had intentions to that this should be as cholas, a yitzor, but lemaisa, it changed. He stood. He stood, and the minute when he stood, so became noch again. So memelos are finished. So the first akira is not a migur meyachiv because there's no chiv ever came about from this akira. And later he made a new akira. So it's wonderful. It's like the Gemara Omad Lamai. Why did he stand? Ilekate, if he stood, he wanted it. Be misado the masui. That's why he stood. Izulcheu. So that's not called the hanoche. That's a hamshoche of the itzori shayne. Means he's in the midst of taking it out, and he's being misado it. So elaboy midlofush. No, speaking about oy midlofush. That einachanami. It's speaking about that he picked it up, and then it's omad lofush. He wants to rest there a minute. So it's kilu he put down the chayvet, so and then later he makes a new akira. Aval lekatef mai. Okay, so let's see. What if it was omad lekatef? Then it's potter. So then it'll take be potter because then we say akira tzarech hanoche. Is ade toni hoye megare v'yoyte megare v'yoyte. So why did the bereis have to tell us? When is he potter by greire? By states, that means if he was magbiye, he's chayev. When is he potter by greire? Niflig v'nisni b'dido fakert. You could say a meir de kichidish in the same case. That means if it was omad lekate, he'll be potter. The same case. I have to go to a different case. And this is a chidish ready with rabobin shtik teire. If it was Omad Bemedvar Mamurim, Omad Lofush, then he is Potter. Then he is Chayev. But Omad Lekatev will be Potter. If it is Bemedvar Mamurim, Omad Lofush, then he is Chayev. Avol Lekatev Potter. So, that's not a good terrence. And for the Gemore, Elo Homoni Ben Azahi, the Omar Mahalach Koimedom. It's going according to Ben Azai. Ben Azai holds Mahalach Koimit. So Mamela, there's no such thing as Omad Lekatev. Every step that he takes is a Hanoche. So Mamela, so when he lifted it up, so the next step is already he made a Hanoche. So that Hagbo is not a Kirlitz Hanoche. He made he made Hanoche B'Shus HaYochid. The Akira is the last step out from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRab. That's the Akira. So Mamele, so it's Gevaldik. You can't say Liflik V'Lisnei B'Dido because the walking alone is called the Hanoche. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Tchiyai Gavne, Michayev Mishum Shabbos, if it was a manas latzniyai, lekach lo hitziyai. That's my mefanes of it. The kirishen was not lo hitziyai. Yeah. Light time begbiam nas latzi, agbiam nas latzi. And that's why he's chayiv skila. The kash loch name agbo tzerechetzoi. Achmai skinim shoma pamidosoi. He hanocha lakir rishoinu. So when he stood, so he made a hanocha to lakir rishoinu. Vein chayiv shabbos boloi. Ayedei vein chayiv shabbos boloi de akiras chayfetz rishoinu. There was no chayiv shabbos because he made a hanocha elai de akiras gufoi. So the Akira of Chiyuv is what the Akira is Gufay. And this first Akira is not a chelik of the Mechayiv. So the Gemara said, why was it Amid? If it was Amid Lekatev Uchiyuv, Emidosai, Ve'en Amidosai Hanoche, Levata lakira rishonim im lecher Shabbos. It's not called anocha. That's a hamshocha of the hitzoy. He's just stopping to be misada the masui. So the Gemara says, and the lofa shall be potter mitashulman. The osi. No, so the Gemara says, av lakatav mai potter mitashulman. Lakatav mai potter mitashulman. The osi aleichiv Shabbos machmes agbori shayne. Shabonik Naloyakis, Misa Batashlumim Boim Kaechot. Is the Kira Rishoine is Kaine, and with that he's and then he's Chai Misa Tashlum Boim Kaechot. Niflag Bedido, Pamagbiatma Yochel Lashan is by Chiyev up to, you don't have to come to Megara. Elo Laituk Mikshoma. Palochi Chiyev Shabbos the Kira Lav Machmas Akira Rishoine Dagbo Silo. Ela bakiras gufei shabsiya achroinek sheyitz min abayis menazai. Toma bepei kamede shabes mahalach kaimedomi. Bakiras kol psiye abi akire. Banocha sa regal, yanoche ilkach konye, mishas agbo, chie misa bepsiye bavsraise kosilein. The last step, that's the akire. So mamela, so, Shalom al Yisrael, so now we understand the Baraisa, that the Hagbor was not a Tzairach Haitzor, because he made a multitude of Anoches Ben Tayim, according to Ben Azai, and so therefore he's Chayiv. Let us see Taisus. Och enami neim Hagbor Tzairach Haitzoi, lishne di boi la duri leimotzi meheder, Leiporich midi. So Taisva says, I mean, this whole kasha and Rabovin, we hear two pshotim in Rabovin. If the whole Rabovin is davke by Motsi Luzi Motsi Mehev, yeah. Aval lishne di yevshel anoche b'lo yakire porich. Dochenami yevshel anoche b'lo yagbo. It's yevshel anoche b'lo yagbo. Afal gav de yevshe begreire. What are you telling me that the Efshe Lahanoche B'lo Yagbo, you can make a different type of an Akira, you can make an Akira of Gereire. So Taisvis answers, Kach li Akira zu, kama Akira acheres, the Mekomo kama Issa Maschel Mishas Agbo, Nimho Ya'achero Issa Akira, lo yoyim Ischayiv Ba'anoche. Nimtze akire geiremes achiyot, vatshas hanoche moishech achiyot. So Taisvus is saying a beautiful teret. Taisvus is saying as follows. Taisvus is saying that whole sfora that we had before, the Gemara said, let's say, hagbo tzairech achile. And the Gemara says, no, it's shaykh to eat without hagbo. Gochen v'ochel, shaykh to eat without hagbo. So Mamela, there we were speaking about, because in reality, The hagbor is not a chelik of the achila. No, if it's impossible to eat without hagbor, so then the hagbor becomes a chelik of the achila. So that's the Gemara answers, it's possible to eat without hagbor. So finish. So as long as it's possible to eat without hagbor, so the hagbor does not become a chelik of the achila. So it's not migur me achiv. He made hagbor, but that doesn't make it migur me achiv. But here, the chiyah b'itzah, you need an akira. You can make an akira of agbor, you make an akira of geir. You can do whatever you want. But this is zikha michelke achiv, this is zikha migerme achiv over here. That is, I made such a guy, such an akira, such an akira, but this is zikha michelke achiv, or I, if someone else would make the agbor, I'd be potter. So I'll call upon him, so this is michelke achiv. On dreidler. This is michelke achiv. So chelke achiv is zikha germe achiv, is zikha, Bekoyach lifted the chiyuv tashlumim, even though the gemar achiyuv comes with the hanoche, but I mean that's it. Rav Ovin said that the chelke achiyuv, and that's what Taisa says. Aber nimtza akire goyrem es achiyuv, the kire is goyrem the chiyuv. This is michelke achiyuv, atchas hanoche, moishach achiyuv. This is all bringing about to the hanoche. Neima hagbo tzairach eitzohi. Teimo. Lepeirish rabbeinu tam. Dagbo koine poches mishloisha tfochim. Now we had mentioned before there's a Tosfos in Baba Kamach of Tesamet Beis. It's put on 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu tam holds that hagbo biyodoi is koine poches mishloisha tfochim. You don't need a tefach. You need a tefach. It's eiches biyoda, even though it's hagbo, but it's keine poches mishloisha tvach. Is me mele frektoises am meuredike kashe, mai porich? Wo kiven de kono koidem ascholas akire. Akire loi havi atchi yag biya shloisha, de lamata mishloisha ave kilovet. The Gemara says in Shabbos that if a person was Maitzi Achatzi Groigris from Rishus Ayochad Rishus Aram, then he takes out another Chatzi Groigris, and Hevir Aleh, that's Toich Gimel to the first Chatzi Groigris, so the din is it's Kilu Noch, and Yochayiv, it's called, he was Maitzi Groigris, he did it piecemeal, but he's chayiv. There's no dint of Achilas Pras by Melech and Shabbos. If he did the Meloch, and then he took out a Groigris and Shabbos, he's chayiv. So Teir Gimel is called the Hanoche. So Memele, so Vektor Teisus, Amir de Kekashe. That means, Kozman, it's Teir Gimel, it's called Greirech. I mean, it's still Munach Bort. I never made an Akiri yet. In Hilchis, in Choshem Mishpot, the Rabbi Netam says, if lifted a Tefach, You're kinda ready. So Ibizoi is the chapella, so what's the Gemara's kasha? So when I lifted it at Tefach, it's munach ba'oretz. It's munach ba'oretz, aflovut. Is this migur me'achir, an echte ketog? This is migur, this is gematria greire. I mean, this is a teich gimel, it's munach ba'oretz. So this is not me geir me achiv. The chiv will first, the geir me achiv starts when you make an akira. There's no akira yet. But I is mechuyev, me is mechuyev ba'onsen, the minute he picks it up at Efer. So me mele, fektach taisvis, so it comes out when he picked it up at Efer, he became chayev momen. And when he'll pick it up another 2 tvachim, then I made an akira. Then this is migur me'achiv. So it's meiridik. So what's the kasha and rabovin? I said that's. I mean, we have to appreciate. Rashi sheet is that Agbo's only coin if you lift it up 3 tvachim. That's Rashi. It is fine. So my mail said, and the Gemara says so. So when I'm lifting it up 3 tvachim, this is the akira for the itzor. This is the Agbo of Kenyan, and my mail is so the gur me'achiv. Patos, but according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Chiyuv Tashlumin came when it's noch munach ba'oretz. V'inkein dinu sheyischai, k'moy lebenazai. So Taisus says, just like Benazai, doma mahalach koy medomi, the chayil of isha kone, koydim sheyischai lakire. So just like the Gemara says, made Benazai later. The Gemara says that he made a hagbo, and then he made a anoche. So Kozman, So Kozman, there was no Akira, so there's no Akira Shalchiyev, so it's Gonish. It was no Akira Shalchiyev. Vay merash be damash moy be khol in yin geynef kes a fil muna khagabi mako shu geboy shloy shot vachim shba kinyen va akire be basachas. Now from the lesson that this is a rosha would seem a gavuch et dachsem in number one, we have to say, speaking about that the mako was dalad al dalad vachim, because if it's not dalad al dalad vachim, it's not called, you have to be oike from a, it has to be muna khaladova choshev. So lukher the mako was dalad al dalad vachim. Fine. And it was Munach and this Mako, and from the Loshen of the Tosfos Arosh, it would seem that he took it off the Mako sideways. That means, it was on the Mako, and then when he took it off, he was sideways, so the minute it's off the Mako, so it's Mugba min ha'oretz gimel tvorchim, so there's an Akira, there's a Kinyan, And it became mugba the minute it got off the mako. So Mamela, and that's what we're speaking about. That's the story. We're speaking about such a case also. So in such a case, fragt die Gemara, Masha v'cholin yigoyin im kisa, v'lum al-gabi mako, shegavay shalash yotfochem, shabar kinye v'akire bebasachas. Shegviyoy al-menas latzniyoy, v'nimlach lohitziyoy. Im Timer bekiven de Salke beite haste de Machaye va Hachitzo. Es de Gemara est a ganus vi in at Chay. So that's the member of Rabbi Yechon, the Machana Chavetz, and Misavis Lusavis. But the Gemara didn't know that. The Gemara held that you are Chay. Im kein hodre kushe le duchten, de Tzayre Chaytzo. So, Manavshech, if you're Chayev, what's the maila of a manas lohitziyoy? Latzniyoy. You tell me you're chayiv. So if you're chayiv, so you're chayiv for that akiris. If you're chayiv for that akiris, so let's say akiris are chanoche. We're shloime the salke daiten ho de nimlach vaitziyoy hava akiris shniya. The Gemara held the nimlach vaitziyoy hava akiris shniya. Now let's perhaps be mamtic a little bit. Let us say as follows. Perhaps we could say that Nemesin, when a person is magbia acheifetz b'rshus ha-yochid, we'll ask now, in what rishus is the cheifetz, what rishus is the cheifetz finds itself? So, L'chaira, where is it? L'chetzel and Rishus HaYochid. L'chetzel and Rishus HaYochid. It didn't change its Rishus. It's still in the Rishus HaYochid. So why is this called an Akira from the Rishus HaYochid? So perhaps we could say, Alumdis. You know why it's called an Akira from the Rishus HaYochid? It's called an Akira from the Rishus HaYochid because he wants to take it out from the Rishus HaYochid. So since he wants to take it out, so it's considered already, it's being taken out from the Rishus HaYochid. That's called an Akira. That's why it's called, it was Neka, since he has intentions to take it out from the Rishus HaYochid. So it's Ke'ilu was Neka already from the Rishus HaYochid. That's why it's called an Akira. But let's talk, Mkeinim Anachnu, but what is, if he was Oike Amanas Latzniyai, so he never wanted to take it out of the Rishus HaYochid. So still isn't the Rishus HaYochid. So it's still called Munach B'Rishus HaYochid. It's on the, never went out of the Rishus HaYochid. Now, so it's the Rishus HaYochid. Now he wants to take it out. So now it's a new Akira. Now it's a new Akira. Now he's making, when he decides to take it out, now he's being oikid from the Rishus HaYochid. So it could be this was the Havamina, could be this was the Havamina of the Gemara. He says, the Gemara and the Havamina held that if there was no Akira Manas Loitzioi, it's considered it's Munach B'Rishus HaYochid, because it's in a Rishus HaYochid still. The Gemara ends, the Gemara's Mechadish, no, the minute he's Oiker it, it's not anymore Munach B'Rishus HaYochid, even though it was Akira Manas Latzniyoi. So Memela, so now he's being oiker something that's not munach b'shus ha-yochid. Aval akatev my potah, fil aval akatev chayev, av mozul ha-mifrek, the liftik b'didei, bein omad l'loi omad klal, afil yisei l'katev, is afil aval akatev chayev, that will say, Avul say lekatev is chayiv. That means it's also called a hefsek. Is hamotzel mifrid lufik b'didei ben omad loy omad klal. That by omad will be chayiv and loy omad will be potter.